Like to call the August 9th, 2021 Selectors Meeting to order. Would you please join me in saluting the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call.
Susan Young.
Ward Charter.
Brian Brock.
Pat Moran.
And Russ, you on there live? He's muted?
Yes.
There he is.
Hey, Russ.
Thank you, Russ, for doing that. I'd like to just change the agenda just for a moment and move the discussion with the fire department administrative. No, that's not the one. It's just a fire department appointment, correct?
Correct.
Who do you have, Dean?
Adam, and I'll let you pronounce.
Nestor.
Nestor. Haven't got it down.
Nestor. N-U-S-S.
Say it again.
Nestor.
Nestor.
Yes. N-U-S-S-D-O-R-F.
Adam.
Adam.
Adam, too.
Adam.
We already got an Adam, so now we got.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Adam lives up on the High Street. What number?
572.
572 High Street. Came to us offering to volunteer to help us. And he's already in the process of signing up for an EMT class, and he's excited to give back, basically.
Yeah, just want to get involved with the community. I have no agenda. I'm not looking to become a full-time firefighter. Just want to get involved with the town.
Perfect. Excellent. We need him.
Yeah.
And I do have another young man who might come on maybe in a couple of weeks, also from Candia, from North Road. So that's excellent. We get some.
I don't know who's doing your recruiting, but they're doing an awesome job.
I think it's his looks.
There's help signs everywhere, and you just keep bringing people in.
I know.
We don't pay much.
And you get them. That's amazing.
Wow.
Good. Do you want to make a motion?
I move we appoint Mr. Nestor.
Yep.
As a Candia firefighter. Upon recommendation of Chief Young.
Second?
I usually don't second the fire department. Do you want it, Patrick?
I'll second it.
I'll second it.
Don't matter. I'll second it, Linda. Any discussion for what we had? Seeing none? All in favor?
Sue.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
Russ?
Russ.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it.
Welcome aboard.
I don't know how he does it, dude.
I know.
He must have a lot of fun.
He's got a great.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now we can go back to approving the minutes, the public minutes of July 26, 2021.
Move the minutes be accepted as presented.
Second that.
Any discussion? I only briefly looked at it, so I didn't really look at it that tight. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. How about the non-public?
Move the non-public minutes be accepted as presented.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
I'll second that. I seconded that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. Departmental reports, highway.
So for the month of July, we just finished summer grading, so we just regraded all the roads. And kind of, just so everybody's aware, I'm going to plan on doing roads three times a year now, except for mud season, obviously. That's just kind of as needed. But because we're subcontracting grading now, in order to get the grader here, I just got a plan for it. So I'm planning on just doing a spring after mud season, midsummer, and then just a fall grade.
And if it needs in between, you're just going to use it, right?
If we have washouts or whatever, we can, you know, do that as needed.
How did they hold up with all the rain we had in July?
Tower Hill washed out pretty bad.
Did it?
The Auburn.
The backside, yeah.
And then one part of Courier right by the horse farm there. But other than that, it really wasn't too bad.
Is that something that you're going to have to relook at there? Did that bother this winter too?
Yeah. So since we're up there now, once we get done digging out and everything, that is something that we're going to try to address. I have a couple ideas, and we're going to kind of go from there with it. Because obviously, I mean, pretty much any time we get a hard rainstorm, that spot right there, it washes out almost every single time. So it's something that we're obviously going to address while we're up there.
Good.
And then we completed the Healy Road reconstruction. And then, like we just talked about, it was just grading and any storm repairs following July 18th. And then the other big one was July 29th. The one on August 1st and 2nd, we really didn't get any rain, so it didn't do any damage. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good. Anybody got anything for the road agent?
Yeah, I checked out the berms, the shoulders on Healy Road. Good job on that.
Well, I didn't do those by hand.
Somebody did.
They did look pretty nice.
Oh, really nice
work.
Yeah,
that shoulder gravel machine makes nice. Quick work of those.
Boy, it just lays
shoulders.
It right in there.
Oh, yeah. The machine that they have, it saves a ton of time, and it really makes a good finished product.
Good choice of material, too, because that'll pack right down.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, Jeff, we talked about submitting a claim under some kind of a FEMA program for some storm damage from July 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that stand right now?
Well, like I talked to you about on Friday, so we're not going to put in for the initial damage assessment. I think what we're going to go for, kind of like what we talked about, is the emergency mitigation. It's kind of like an emergency mitigation grant.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to Bob and see how we go about doing that, because what I'd like to put in for is on Podunk Road.
Yeah.
So that maybe we can put in a box culvert or something. Those culverts, to begin with, are only about 24 inches. They're really not big enough to be, you know, in between two beaver ponds anyways. And that last storm we had kind of, I'm pretty sure, and I'd like to get, you know, I'll have to check it out more when I have some time, but I think it damaged one of them. And one of those culverts really isn't enough to handle the amount of water that goes through there. In the past, the water, I mean, this is kind of a couple years, like the water will go over the road if we have a heavy rainstorm. And if, on that July 18th rainstorm, it went over the road. It didn't wash anything out because there's a pretty fair amount of stone there just from past years. But, you know, it's something that's pretty, it's reoccurring when we get
so that mitigation is a separate program from that damage in July.
Yeah, it's different. So,
is there a deadline
for that? That damage that we were going to apply for is essentially a reimbursement.
Right.
And it, from what I understand, the mitigation is, you know, we can kind of engineer a plan and get, you know, a grant to mitigate future damage.
Can
you know,
we
so
do both?
We can actually build it. To a higher standard, I think, than what it is.
Can
right
we do
now.
Both? Can we apply for, make a claim for the additional expenses we incurred as a result of that July storm?
We didn't meet the threshold.
What is it? A
$3,200? It was $3,300.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you and I think it was? We gave it up to $6,800.
Well, yeah, but that was including the culvert and everything,
I see.
Which doesn't qualify.
So you backed that culvert out and we didn't meet the threshold?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I'm good. Okay. So are you going to work on that mitigation thing?
Yeah, I just got to meet with Bob when he gets off vacation.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to call him this week. I think he's going to be off vacation about halfway through this week, and then
good.
We'll meet up and see what we can do.
Very well. Okay.
One quick question about Currier Road. Is the farm responsible for cleaning out any of that stuff that washes from their property?
It's not really something that they can mitigate, I don't think.
Because all their wood chips from their riding area.
Well, that's not what's
completely
causing the issue.
It's completely different, but
it's more or less the issue is just the water coming out of the driveway.
Yeah, from the end of the barn.
There's really not a whole lot they can do to mitigate it. I think what we're going to end up doing is what I'd like to do is kind of dig out like a little ditch line almost in his driveway. I got to talk to him up there and then fill it with riprap so we can kind of guide it into the ditch that we have on the side of the road.
Okay.
And I think that'll probably mitigate most of the issues.
Yeah.
As far as the road washing out. But that's something they're working on. I think we'll get it fixed while we're up there. I mean, we're up there now. And once we get done digging and everything, we kind of, I think we're going to focus a lot on drainage on that road anyways.
Yep.
So.
Excellent.
And other than that ditch line right there coming out, that road held up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
From all around.
Yeah, it held up pretty good.
Good.
There's a couple other ditch lines that we're just going to clean out while we're up there too, just so we can keep the water moving where it's supposed to move instead of on the road. But that's, that there by the farm is really the only big washout
area.
Yeah,
that's been an issue for a long time.
At least for us. Deerfield has some washouts, but that's not.
Right. Good. Sue?
I just want to thank you for Donovan Road. It looks really good, and I'm sure the business and all the people who use Pedigree appreciate it. Very good. Thank you. We'll end on a high note here.
Anybody else got anything for Highway? Seeing them. Police.
Good evening. Unfortunately, we had a lot happening during the month of July. We had 6 cars with the catalytic converter stolen. We had
really?
One van with several $1,000 worth of tools taken out on Island Road. We had a stolen motor vehicle on Debo Road. We recovered another stolen vehicle from Manchester. Basically, it was in Raymond. Power lines off of Depot Road. We apprehended 2 people involved in the stolen vehicle situation on scene. That was the day of the party.
Oh, okay, that's where you were headed, yep.
Yep. We have damage to a Candia Cruiser. The guy tried to flee with the stolen vehicle from Depot Road and hit the gate down by the power lines, and the gate went into the Candia Cruiser that Tom Torelli was operating. Put a minor scratch in the cruiser, then the suspect drove into the Auburn cruiser and didn't get anywhere, and they apprehended him.
Oh, that's how you apprehended him, huh?
Yeah, and the grill took off like nothing was going on down the street, and then, you know, they were in uniform, they had the lights on, she was told to stop several times, so we got her for resisting arrest. And then there was a warrant for drugs on it. Felony warrant out of Lee for her.
Well, that's surprising.
So, yeah, it's all, that's what's driving all this, is the drugs.
Yeah.
These people have, and this guy said, oh, I got a problem with it, told me straight up. And we had him down here in the booking room. So finally, the Superior Court judge kept the guy locked up, because they're letting him go left and right, as you see on the news. And this guy has been involved in stolen vehicles in Manchester and elsewhere, allegedly, and other crimes, and he's led officers in a stolen car in a neighboring town, and he was just a menace.
Yeah.
And they kept him in. So
good for that judge.
It's a good thing. So anyhow, but still an ongoing case working with Raymond PD. A lot of recovered property. Lieutenant Langlois found a generator, brand new Honda generator, next to the stolen Lexus out in the power lines in Raymond, and a bunch of tools which we believe may be linked to the Island Road theft. So we recovered thousands of dollars worth of tools and some stuff that hasn't been identified, and Raymond had some similar thefts. So we're working together. Hopefully we can get some property back to the rightful owner.
That's fantastic.
But there's other crews out there doing these catalytic converters at night. Mm-hmm. And they hit Candray Kennel, they hit Cutting Edge, they hit a random house on Patton Hill Road. It's sporadic. And
so they're not like dealerships or anything, they're all residents?
A couple businesses, but some residents.
Yeah.
Wherever there's an opportunity.
Huh.
And usually the ones on the trucks are bigger.
Yeah.
They're worth more money.
Easier to get under.
Exactly. And they use a Sawzall that they probably stole somewhere from an HVAC truck.
Yeah.
And cut them off.
Better
and there's problems. No identifying numbers on them.
Right.
So I did a little research, and there are some kits that you can buy and some recommendations. Like AT&T is painting their converters a certain color and then engraving like AT, the vehicle number, on the converter. So when you go to a scrapyard, there's something to identify it, because if it's just a piece of hacksawed off, how do we know where that goes? Because they have to do IDs when they take these things. They identify the person. If they go to a legitimate place. But I've already heard that they're going to these places and they're just taking them for money. These people have the drug addictions, they take them somewhere, instead of getting $200, they say, I'll give you $50, no questions asked. Then they move these things down to Mass and other places, and there's no way to trace them. It's like a black market. So there's a lot of that going on. I think we're going to see an increase. But it's hard for the average consumer to get down under a vehicle and engrave it or mark it.
Sure.
They even have kits you can buy online, like a lock, almost like a trigger lock for a gun with a cable. I've seen these kits you can put around the converter. And
who would have thought, huh?
Yeah.
Anything for money, but there's a lot of stuff out there. We're going to get some information on the website about that, some options. So if anybody wants to do that.
I would think security cameras would be a lot less expensive than doing all of that. You know?
No. Cameras.
Yeah.
There's a camera involved on the theft of the tools from the HVAC van. Not at the site, but a neighbor caught a suspect, which is beneficial to the case. I'll leave it at that. So the cameras are great. We love cameras. Good evidence. So then we had a little incident down at Candia Springs. We had a disorderly subject on that same day as this car theft, and we took that subject into custody. And he was on federal probation, and there was a report of a gun. So that's why we had a code response going down there, because we heard the guy had a gun. And gun and families at a water park doesn't mix. Fortunately, there was no gun, and we apprehended the guy and charged him with disorderly conduct. And he got released. And I think there's some mental health issues. We'll leave it at that going on. So.
Now he's stealing converters, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. He graduated.
Not this guy. Yeah. Not this guy.
Yeah.
Then we had an unfortunate, untimely death situation involving a young child, and a couple of the officers responded and did the best they could, and the subject didn't make it. And he was pronounced at the hospital over the area. So I just wanted to say Shane Pellerin and Lieutenant Langlois did a great job trying to assist the fire department and the ambulance crew. Rick was in the ambulance, and they were doing chest compressions and the whole nine yards on that little boy. And then there was a little debriefing type of thing that Dean and one of his guys, Mike Kelly, so kudos to Mike Kelly for allowing my guys to come over that were involved and just have a little powwow to talk about the situation, or at least listen to how others felt. It wasn't a mandatory thing, but he said, yeah, go over there. And that's a big part of now, first responders having these things to talk
that's
about.
Because Rick has not had an easy go of it.
Oh, I know.
The last
Shane
year
hasn't, since Shane's been here.
Shane has. On him, so, you know, Rick's on vacation. It's like, I said, you know what, take some time off. You've got a lot, and not directly related to this, but he was edging for a vacation. I said, you need to go next week, get out of here.
Yeah.
And so the crew's been straight out. Shane made a comment. He goes, I haven't been this busy for 2 weeks, not being able to catch up on my reports or anything, because it's just one thing coming in after another. We've had a lot of things going on, but we're doing good work. And I think that's about it. And probably a couple other things I missed, but yeah.
Well, before I answer the audience, is anybody else?
I just want to say good job. They are. I don't know how they do it.
You had something,
buddy? No,
you're all set? I had just one quick thing first for you.
Yes.
That was the bridge paperwork we got, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been in contact with this DOT on that, on the bridge repairs?
I have not, but I don't know if it was you. Someone just sent me paperwork, which I have not reviewed yet.
Okay.
On that.
Well, it's just an update on how they're going to do the traffic. So that might be something you want, because I know you had some concerns when we talked with them that day.
I'll definitely reach out. I just haven't been.
Okay. Because Linda's got the paperwork and the person to contact.
The only other thing I wanted to mention, and I'm not prepared to speak about it in detail, is we may want to examine the benefits and things like detail rate or rates of pay, which was mentioned in the report that the consultant did for the town every 3 years. We should see if we're comparable to other towns. And I think we need to look at a couple things, maybe in the fall here. And some of them may be non-budget items that we can do to retain employees and whatnot. It's cutthroat market out there.
And, oh, yeah.
We've got a couple guys, because word of mouth, that's how it works. Guys go to the academy, whether it's a part-time academy, full-time academy. I'm like, hey, we're looking for a part-timer. Hey, come over here. I'm Candy, they take care of me. They treat me pretty good. It's a good place to work. It goes the other way, too. If guys feel stagnated, or they feel like, hey, you know, these guys are next door in Auburn making $10 an hour more. These guys over here, really hasn't been a lot of movements. I want to look at some options and come back to the board at the next meeting or in the very near future and talk about a couple of things. That's all.
Some are off the matrix, aren't they?
No.
Everybody's on the matrix still? I thought
maybe a long-term employee, but I'll get into the specifics. The younger ones aren't. Okay.
Right, right. No,
but that's another thing, too, as far as the skipping. That's one of the things I want to bring up. When we get to a certain year and we skip on the event, which that's not recommended. We get after 5 years and the select board changed the plan that we paid the consultant for based on a good review. You get something every year. It doesn't send a good message when you get to like 5 or 6 years and you skip a year. It sends a wrong message to the employees.
They have to
all employees, not just police officers.
I noticed that talking to Donna, too, because she's not due for one.
Something we could talk about further, you know, at a later date, but something we think about. I'm good. Thank you.
State your name, please.
Yes, Bob Martell, 621 High Street. On your catalytic converters, I've been in the recycling industry for several years working at Jeff Cantor's Car World, and what these people are after in the catalytic converters is not so much our domestic vehicles, it's the imported vehicles that the value is so much more. So if we can put out on the website saying that, you know, if you have an imported car, that you're more likely to get targeted for that.
Oh.
But they're vary from $40 up to $300 or $400 for a Toyota or a Camry or any of these imported Mercedes. You know, those are the ones that they're after. So if you have a regular...
Well, they're hitting the trucks here just a lot. You know, I think the trucks,
yes,
they hit Mack Cobs, they're hitting a bunch of trucks
they're
around here. And
they're after the platinum,
right.
Precious metal
in it.
That market's so high right now.
I've
never thought of that. I would have never thought of that.
You don't have any drug problems.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Building.
Kevin is not here. Give me a second to look at this report. Where is this report?
Oh, it's under the fire department.
Oh, you just
all right. So from July 2020 to 2021, we've gone from 47 permits to 70 permits issued. 34 closed permits. 191 inspections performed, so pretty much double of last year. And there's still 5 open code enforcement cases, which is the same. Revenue year-to-date for 2021 is up to $80,615, as compared to last year of $20,659.
That's incredible.
Any questions?
So there's 53 residential building permits?
Yeah, but I don't think that's like new houses. It's just, you know,
that's just the amount of permits that are out there for decks, swimming pool, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not new houses.
Oh, because he's got pool separate, plumbing separate.
Right.
I don't know how he. Do you know how he does this, boy?
I used to.
Doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Oh, what does matter is it's huge.
Yeah.
Compared to what it was last year.
Oh, okay. 8 building permits.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that makes a little bit.
So the rest are inspection. Okay,
right.
I see. Okay.
Any questions, then?
Could I ask a question about the driveway permits? And I had this come up with Dennis. There was a situation on Diamond Hill. A homeowner is responsible, if a culvert needs to be put in, a homeowner is responsible for that, correct? Not the town, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I just wanted, somebody asked me and I didn't know. Thank you.
Solid waste. Russ?
Ryan?
Yeah.
I know Chuck sent one to me, and I couldn't receive it on my iPad. If you have it there, I believe you have a copy.
Yep.
And if you, maybe if you give it year to date, you appreciate it.
Okay, the year to date is $35,913.95 compared to year to date last year was $20,987.27.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. I don't know if what that the revenue one
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the one of the,
is
I
that,
think that's
is
a
that
mistake.
Missing a
yeah.
comma or a point or whatever.
I don't know.
Are you familiar with the year to date? I mean the revenue side, Russ?
Yeah. Am I familiar with it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, last year was $632.50, and then this year it just says 5241. There's no commas, no point, no nothing. Can't be 5,000, right?
I can't see what you're looking at. I haven't seen the paper.
No, it might be.
No,
if
you reach out here,
yeah, it might
the
be.
Three sales, all that
yeah,
total is about
$5,000.
Okay.
$241.
Yeah, it shows revenue then is $5,241. Yeah, that would equal
right.
that, right? Would you add those two?
Not exactly, but yeah.
If you estimate, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we figured it out. Thanks, Russ.
Well, you did all the work. Not me.
No, Chuck did.
Yeah, they lifted 62 cents off, that's all.
No, that's not. Budget, we got anything there for the...
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll let them know about our hearing.
Okay.
It'll be after the September meeting, but I'll let them know. Because that has all the answers.
Right.
At that hearing, if anybody's, you know, interested.
Right. Anything other departments? The only thing I got on safety facility is we're meeting tomorrow night, and we'll probably have more to inform the board about at the next meeting, at the next board meeting.
Can I go with the fire department?
Yeah.
They were busy last month, 38 incidences, most of which were EMS calls, 24.
Again.
They had three building fires, four motor vehicle accidents, and one unauthorized burning. But I would say that was a pretty busy month for them. And here's an interesting thing. They're doing hazmat training on battery-powered cars. There's enough of those things around, and the battery's got enough, I don't know, lethal substance in it or fire potential. I don't know what the deal is with the battery, but the fire department's on it now in case they get an accident with a Tesla or
yeah, they're out there now. They're starting to
yeah
become popular,
and they got to know how to respond and what the risk is and whether to breathe the air that comes out. Yeah, I commend them for doing that.
I just wanted to make mention, speaking of fire department, if I could just interject something real quick. They did a good job, and the surrounding agencies helping out on a bad. Russ's son was involved in the crash we had down here. So we had a lot of agencies and whatnot, and there were some serious injuries on one party, not Russ's son, Ryan, but it was a lot of teamwork going on down there. It tied us up for a while, and the main objective was to get the patient, get the person out of, you know, out of the vehicle, and then the med flight came in. Took the person up to Dartmouth. The person was in a coma for a while.
Wow.
But I've heard the person's progressing and making progress. And
well, where'd they land that helicopter?
They landed it right at the CYAA field down the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it land, but that's I heard it go by. I was out doing traffic.
Yeah.
And it was a
oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Tough scene. There's a lot of cars when you're down there standing there. It's just
yeah,
a,
no kidding.
With that awkward intersection. It was a hot day. Anyhow, I actually want to bring it up to the state about that light. I don't think people can see it. Flashing. I'm not saying that was the cause of this accident or contributing to it, but it was something that's been brought up to their attention, and it's not really that bright.
I noticed that the other night.
And I brought it up a few months ago to the state, and I'm going to bring it up again. as well as the other comment that was made at one of our meetings from, I can't think of the gentleman that was here about, I think you were here, but the intersection there, Mr. Couch.
Yeah.
And he sent some information to DOT and didn't get a response.
He didn't?
No, he didn't. He told
me. The one down exit 3, you mean?
Yeah, he just wanted something done with it. And I think I mentioned it, I witnessed it firsthand, I've seen it several times, close calls coming up from Auburn and they don't see the stop signs. And he had a couple ideas where they could maybe make like the little rumble strips before the intersection, paint a wide, you know, line, inexpensive things that could be done to improve safety there, because someone's going to get hit there. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good down there.
That's a good idea.
So that's another thing they're looking into. But the fire department did a good job with that crash down here. They, jaws of life were involved and whatnot. It wasn't just Candy, it was Deerfield and Raymond and Auburn and it's an ambulance. Thank you.
Good. Old business. That's you, Patrick.
Linda typed up an email. Didn't you?
Yeah, you should have that notice in your folder. If you don't, I have one here.
Yes, yeah, I think.
All right, you want me to read this?
Please.
Yeah.
The Town of Candia maintains read-only email access to the town office employees regarding all town email accounts. As an employee of the town, you agree to allow for read-only access to your town email account. You further acknowledge and agree that any information included in your town email account is considered a governmental record and is subject to the municipal laws of the state of New Hampshire, including but not limited to the right to know law under RSA 91-A. That's just to go out to all town employees for a signature and come back to us.
And then Block 5 will take care of that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions or concerns or anything?
Not on this, but I'll do on the other. I have a question about cemetery and Block 5, but
okay,
we'll wait.
Good. So I didn't need any official action. That was just a memo to us letting us know where you were at, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had it revised from the last meeting.
Correct. Perfect. New business. Boy Scouts, bench at the park. Somebody.
Three people, no one wants to talk.
Yeah, right.
Dave Labby, 4 Flint Road. So, as you know, Dennis Lewis was an Eagle Scout in town. Or maybe you didn't know that he was an Eagle Scout in town. I think 72. With his passing away, he was a huge help in many of the Eagle Scout projects. Most of the signs that have been put up, we did a lot of the granite work and actually donated a lot of the granite work. And so actually at the cabin, he helped pour the floor back in the 70s and brought the cabin back. It was out of use for a while. And so the troop would like to install a small bench. Hopefully you all received the artwork that, I apologize, I sent it. We don't have anything official yet, so I tried to doctor up as much as I could to be accurate. The middle, the part that says, has the inscription on it is approved from Swenson Granite at this point. So what we'd like to do is install it sort of in between, there's a grassy area between the cabin and the playground area, and right now we have like a somewhere in there so that you can kind of sit and watch over the kids and what's going on in town. The scouts are asking to permission to install it and to maintain it going forward.
Sue?
I'll make a motion to let the Boy Scouts, or the Scouts, I think you're called now.
Yeah.
put the bench in. I don't care where they put it. I think they should put it wherever they want it.
I'll be happy to second that.
Yeah.
Good.
It's good that something's getting done.
It's got to be out of granite, too, for Dennis.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Maybe a stone wall around it. But
it is granite, and we, it's obviously it's different colors. It's natural granite, and it's also going to be rough. So, you know, it's more of a hand-hewn type thing versus it's not going to be polished.
Yeah.
So it'll be a very natural bench to memorialize them.
Very nice.
You put a little plaque on it somehow?
I know, it's going to be, it's going to be engraved.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All in favor?
So,
All in favor first?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you...
Brian?
Pat.
Good, okay, sorry.
Apologize for that. So, we've got it on order, we're kind of hoping for something Old Home Day. Obviously, the Lewis's are very instrumental in that, and Dennis spent lots of time with that. Don't know if it'll happen or not, but we will definitely, the idea was to have a little ceremony, not to take over the event, but just something very small, tasteful, and introduce it to the town. And so if that is able to happen, we will definitely let the board know, and family and such.
Yeah, Old Home Day would be a
good
day.
That would be wonderful. And we'll get your picnic table back over there. We borrowed it. No, we borrowed it for the barbecue back over there. Sorry. And the basketball players.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Okay, other business. The town office building, the boiler and electrical repairs?
I have not had a chance to reach out to anybody.
Okay.
Get that done this week for sure.
All right. You had something you wanted under other business before we get into the next item, too, or no?
Yes, I just I was curious about Block 5 in the cemetery. That hasn't been done yet, and it's been a couple of months, you know, hooking up the cemetery
Bethany
computer.
Emailed Jason.
Okay.
I don't know if she heard back from him or not.
She hasn't. That's why. That's why I'd like to.
She had just emailed them last week.
She had emailed them in June, I think.
Yeah, but she emailed them again last week.
Yeah, and I don't think she's heard back from what she said. And is the decision to take this one and put it in the cellar? Or how is that working?
I believe we can just go downstairs and it's all for Block 5 to take care of.
Okay. Because they do have a meeting coming up, so it's in the works.
Yeah, I don't know what the delay is between the two of them.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Thank you.
Good. The other is the discussion with the fire department administrative duties. I put this on here, and I had talked to Donna and Linda, because we have had some issues. Primarily, I guess, Dean's duties require a Monday involvement and a Friday, mostly. There has been some issues where that hasn't happened because the individual that's taking care of that has been out sick on some of those days. And there's never been anybody officially as a backup. So initially I talked to Donna and I was hoping that she could take that duty on and Linda could be her backup. But since talking with Donna and Linda, they're more willing to be the backups as opposed to one of them being responsible for making that happen. And that's probably not a bad idea because it would require moving all those, the files and whatnot that Lisa has in her office over. So that means another file cabinet. It means, a little bit of moving and exercise. And I brought it up to the board as opposed to making that decision on my own because I felt it was a discussion that we should have. So if the board is acceptable to that, well, they have agreed to work with Lisa and, get educated on what needs to happen. And we just need to have, if somebody is out sick like that, the backups need to know.
Yeah.
Not days later.
So what do the backups have to do? Go over to the fire department and get all the bills that...
On a Monday, they have to go over to that.
Received in the mail?
A Monday and a Friday is what
right.
we would be doing,
okay.
right?
So the mail goes to the fire department, the bills?
Everything goes here. Lisa gets it together in this big envelope. She drops it off at the firehouse on Friday.
Right.
Dean goes over it Sunday.
Right.
But he did say, and I don't want to speak for him, you probably should have asked him while he was here. It doesn't have to be a Friday, Monday. I mean, Donna needs the information for Monday to pay the bills.
Correct.
And he tells her what account and all of that. He could do a Wednesday if that's more convenient for you people or Lisa? Well, no, Lisa then says a planning board.
Donna did want to talk to Dave.
I saw her out there talking with you.
She did want to talk to him and get a little more inside information that we weren't privy to. And I said, that'd be great. But I guess if the board's acceptable to that, we'll just have Donna and Linda, and they'll have to work it out with Lisa or what's required.
Be sure it's covered every week.
And
somebody's got to cover it.
And I don't know if Kevin knows when Lisa is out sick like that, if he gets noticed or not. I don't know. But somehow it has to go from her being out to the office so they know.
Well, when she calls in,
who does she call into?
Donna says she does get an email usually when she's out.
If Lisa's out, she usually texts Donna and Kevin.
Okay.
One or the other, or sometimes both.
It should be always she texts.
Right.
Not once in a while. Always.
Right.
Okay. And then upon receiving that text, somebody goes into action. Get fire department, pick up the stuff that Dean initialed the previous day.
Right.
Bring it home, get it in this.
So the only thing we have to coordinate, me and Donna, is to get into the building.
You need codes, and Dean said George May.
George May?
Yeah, because Donna said she wanted to talk to both of them, so.
George, thank you.
So if that's reasonable for the rest of the board?
Yeah, that's good.
And the day, I think, again, it's up to them, can be flexible.
Absolutely.
If Lisa thinks Thursday's going to work better.
Yeah, once they understand what's required, you know, what day it is immaterial to me. I don't really care, as long as it's getting done.
Whatever works.
So Dean doesn't have issues.
So the 1 week, one of the vendors may not get paid in exactly 7 days, they might have to wait a week. Cause you
a lot of companies wait 30 days. I mean, once a month. I think candy is very...
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Wait, at the end of December, he gets a little nervous. He needs it done.
Well, it's the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could relay that to Donna, Linda, right?
Yeah.
Well, you girls can work that out with Lisa on getting educated on what needs to happen.
Good.
And do you have the update for the DOT, or was that pretty much what?
This is the letter that came with it, but I didn't print off the map.
That's fine.
Do you have it right there?
It's just giving us an update of the project, right?
That's right.
And it's still on track.
Correct.
And the only difference was with the chief there, because he had concerns initially with how they were going to do the traffic flow, correct?
Right.
So if you can reach out to them, like you said you were going, that'd be awesome. Because I guess the board was comfortable, but you're the one that's going to have to deal with the traffic part.
So I did notify the fire department for Lisa to give it, because I thought emergency should know.
Yep.
And I did know, I did send an email to the girls at the school. And I didn't know if you guys could think of anything else. I let Jeff know, too, because he works roads.
It's a good idea for bus routes and like that. Good idea.
Perfect.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Board to authorize payments. You were still willing to do that, Boyd?
You ready? Yeah, payroll for the week ending August 5th was $18,272.08. August 12th was $17,743.20. Payables for August 5th were $918,436.11. Of which the school got $900,000. 8/12, the payables were $91,702.68. Grand total payroll and payables $1,046,154.07. Move the disbursements be authorized as read.
Second that.
Any discussion? The school got 900,000.
Change my name.
Yeah. All in favor?
So Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you, Boyd.
Ross.
Hey, Ross. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks,
Ross. All right. Next, you got on here possible cancel for the next selectmen's meeting? Why, is that because the agenda is non-existent or what?
Well, we had talked about, you said maybe this summer, if we didn't have a lot on the agendas, we could do without a meeting.
Well, we didn't have a lot. The board could spend that time discussing the budget maybe before.
I was just gonna say, do we have anything for the grant so that, when was the date on that? Or when were you gonna report?
He is gonna, I think Boyd is gonna share some, aren't you?
Oh, today or?
About that, the public hearings and stuff that we're gonna have.
Yeah, I just, I'll we'll get down to business.
Okay. What's the board start on August 23rd? I just soon as that, if we don't have a heavy agenda, I'd like to talk a little bit about the budget, no?
Oh, so we still have a meeting? Oh, okay.
Yes, but if there's not much on the agenda, we have time to.
Yeah.
Sure, put whatever you need to address.
That's probably what we should schedule that public hearing to.
That'd be fine too. Is that enough time?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the timeframe on it?
Well, ask her, no, to get the notice in. Linda, it's late longer than we think.
Is that for grants and donations?
Yes.
I already put that request in, or, well, I put it in for us to discuss in September.
September, the first meeting, yeah.
I put it in the 16th in the paper to discuss on the 23rd.
Of August?
September.
Of September?
Unless you wanna talk about it sooner.
Yeah.
Just so we talk about it. I mean, we have to fulfill that requirement. Are you talking about having a public hearing to accept the ARPA money?
Yes.
That email I sent this afternoon to Brian?
No, this was Donna's, like, this is the time that we have to.
Quarterly.
Put a notice in the paper to accept donations and grants.
Okay, that's separate from.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're gonna be running another legal notice.
Okay.
That I just sent to Brian, asking that it be put on the agenda.
Okay.
And to run a legal notice. So whatever you, that legal notice has to be in the paper 7 days prior to the meeting, so if you can.
Prior to the 23rd.
And then it takes a couple of weeks for her to get here.
Okay.
So I don't think we'll make August.
I agree. So we won't be to get until after Old Homestead.
Are we riding in your truck?
I haven't really thought.
That GMC?
Yeah.
The red one?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know what, we should put, I'll drive.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus, we wanna get there safely.
Oh, boy.
I'll drive and you can sit up in the back and throw the candy and stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna throw the candy. I'm throwing.
Well, either that or the old tractor, my old tractor, one or the other.
And then pull a wagon?
Oh, we can do that.
You have a nice old trailer?
I have an old trailer.
What do you have for an old tractor?
A 40L.
Oh, yeah?
John Deere, yeah.
Oh.
Well, he can make that decision.
All right. Can do that.
All right. So, I guess I'm confused. Are we having the August 23rd meeting?
No, because she can't get the notice in the paper in time.
Let's just cancel it. We never cancel a meeting.
We haven't. We always used to cancel one a year. I don't know.
One in the summers.
Yeah.
Because we're doing our crops.
Doing our crops.
Our crops.
Crops. Harvest time.
Eventually, we're harvesting.
Harvest time.
Yeah.
All right, so we won't have a meeting?
No, right.
Oh, look at, she's celebrating over there.
I know, yeah. So the next one will be in September, who?
Second.
September 2nd?
No.
No.
Labor Day.
That's gonna fall on Labor Day.
You mean 5th?
That's Labor Day.
I mean.
The 6th.
Oh, can't, right? That's a holiday, right?
Do we have to move to a Tuesday or something?
So here's.
No, the 13th is our next one.
The 12th would be the next one.
The 13th.
Right, second, you're right.
That's what I meant, the second Tuesday.
Well, you know what, we should meet before then because the budget's due the 17th.
Right.
We really should meet in August. We gotta talk about, Jeff's got some big ideas.
What budget is due? Oh, we're having our hearing on the 17th, yeah.
You wanna move it to the 30th?
Move what?
The selectmen's meeting?
I don't really care, whatever.
What day is that?
I'll either be here or I won't.
It'd be a Monday.
That would be a Monday.
Yeah.
Skip the 23rd and make it the 30th, then we could, then we'd have time to get that in there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, that gives you plenty of time. That's a good idea.
Do what now?
Move it on the 30th, that way we could have that public hearing.
What's on the 30th?
have our selectmen, the 23rd on the 30th instead of the 23rd.
Oh, wait a minute, what day is Donna out?
Donna.
Becker.
Is it the last week in August? So it is that, should be out that Monday, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, that's Monday the 6th, September 6th.
That's Labor Day.
Okay, that's Labor Day, so.
We're talking August.
Oh, you're back in August.
August
30th. So we haven't canceled that?
August 30th.
We're all excited.
We're moving it up to August 30th from the 23rd.
The question is if you want to move it to the 30th of August.
And why are we moving it instead of canceling?
In order to give her enough time to get the public notice in the paper.
Oh, no, I know, but why aren't we canceling that and just putting it on the 13th?
Because it's too close to the 17th when all these budgets are done.
Okay.
Because our department has a whole chance to readjust and react to our recommendations.
Okay. Whatever. I'll go with whatever. Yeah, my crops aren't that great. I tried.
Are you sure?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care what you, really. It all works for me. Whatever. And whatever you need for time, Boyd, to put in.
That's more than enough time
yeah.
now, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what
so what date did you want?
All right,
so 30th.
30th of August.
Even if Donna's not here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could still manage, I think, without that.
Okay.
So the 23rd is canceled, but the 30th is on. Correct?
Patrick, we almost got it.
Huh?
We almost got it.
We got an extra week out of it. Right?
I know.
I'm on call that week, so I'll either be
oh,
here
you're
or
not.
Well, you're either here or you're not.
That's right. What more can I ask for myself?
I've been told that's why there's a 5-person board. So people can stay out.
See?
No, it's because the input of various ideas.
Oh my God. You sure that's a good idea?
that's the problem with it.
Exactly.
We don't want additional ideas.
Okay. So August 30th is the next Board of Selectmen
right.
meeting.
Did Russ hear all that?
You got that, Russ, or we got you totally confused?
Yeah. You'll get the agenda.
Yeah.
I'm always confused. What's the difference?
That's good, Russ.
That's a good one.
All right. The 30th, right?
Correct.
I'll get the notice on you.
All right. Public input. See, the public.
It's gone. Yeah.
Well, we've got somebody.
Huh?
Oh.
Do we?
Oh,
Dick Snow?
Does he have input?
I don't think so.
Got your ears on?
Okay, moving on. You having a meeting? The staff's having a meeting with MRI? Okay, on the 12th of August, 9:30.
Yeah,
regarding
that's nothing. We don't need to do that.
No, we
right?
don't. No.
It's just the staff.
No. Nope. Okay, I don't have anything else. Anybody else on the board got anything?
I'd just like to announce recognize Dennis Lewis's lifetime of building stone walls. My wife and I hired a photographer to go around and take pictures of all his walls. I got a list of them? I got a list from his kids, about 18 different locations.
Oh,
and we sent a young man right here in Candy around in the spring while the daffodils were still coming up. And he made about 102 really nice color pictures of Dennis's walls. And then I got Lucas Frazier, who's a graphic artist, genius, for God's sake, to compose 8 different posters. Each one is 18.5 by 30 inches. And then Brian Joyce printed them on this like board, okay? Now the reason I'm mentioning this, because I realize I screwed up. On the introduction poster, I put Dennis's wrong date of year of birth. I got to fix that. Okay, I put 1955. Are you sure it's 57?
Yeah, I
sure.
Yeah. I know it is because I'm in 55 and he's 2 years younger than
me. All right. Well,
yeah.
I got to go back to the drawing board on that one. But I'm glad. Well, anyhow, what it is, we're gonna have a 12x12 tent next to the Conservation Commission. When you walk in, you got 4 easels on each side, and each one of the easels is gonna have 1 print on it. And right at the very end is going to be a little story about Dennis and what he did.
Oh, Now, can you sell copies, like prints of them? No, well, or, I mean, can people purchase prints of them?
I don't know, I have talked to somebody else.
I was gonna say, maybe they could just have a contact person if they want.
Yes, yeah.
But you know what's interesting is that, you know, I got this thing all set up. I saw Rick Champagne at the dump. Mm-hmm. And I had it all set up in my barn just to see how it walked all the yeasts. And I said, hey Rick, you know, my only problem now is how to keep these things from blowing off the easel. And I'm going to tape them on there. He said, no, you know, I'm going to make a frame for each one. So Rick Champagne now is working on a nice, beautifully mitered corner frame to insert these things in. And, oh, this thing is going to be, you're going to like it. It really is. And Brian Jonas, it's really nice.
Very nice.
We got some pictures of Dennis and his kids working on the wall. Hannah and his grandson, they're laying up a cobblestone driveway. It's really going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so idea. Yeah, yeah. It just reminds me, I got to change the date of birth. The year of birth. I mean, I saw that. Oh, man, I gotta go.
Better now than later.
I'm getting on it tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, that's my announcement. But you got to go see it. Hey, but you know, I don't know if anybody's going to want to buy it right now.
Well, most. I'm just wondering if it's in front of people's houses or along the road. They might want a print.
But you don't know whose house he took it at. He would know. But we sent him around to 18 different locations.
I'll tell you, I would offer prints. I don't know. People might want them. Well, you know, I don't know. You can decide.
Just,
you talk
just use the person.
I told each of his kids we're going to give them away. We said that. Yeah. But if you can have a whatever, we'll figure it out. Brian Jonas in New England Duplicator probably has that stuff in a computer somewhere.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He can make any size you want.
Yeah, that's a better
point. Very nice. That'll be very good.
Hey, my son and I made the easel, so I don't want any comments from you. I was
just going to ask you if you needed easels.
They're pretty crude.
You should have gone one step further and got Rick to make the easel.
Yeah, you know? Pushing it.
Good. Is there anybody got anything else? The board?
Is that something we could add to the website? It's the pictures of the stone wall make our face... our website look nice.
Yeah. Hey, that's an idea.
That's
yeah.
a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those other pictures are getting a little.
Just figure out how to send them to the webmaster. Yeah,
same thing with, the bench that they're installed,
too. Okay. All right, that's an idea,
Good.
I don't know how to do that. We'll figure it out.
Nothing else? And motion to adjourn appropriate?
Yeah. Did you hear from Patrick yet? Another business?
Yeah.
Well, sir?
He's pretty quiet over here.
Yeah.
Is there a motion anywhere?
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
So?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Rush.
Hey, Russ.
There you go.
Go back to bed, Russ.
Russ just delivered.
Thanks.